Well, good morning, everyone, and welcome to Romford Evangelical Free Church for our remembrance service today. And if you're here for the first time, I know there's at least one or two people here for the first time, we give you a special welcome today. Thank you for joining us for our remembrance service. This is also a family service, so that means that all ages will be staying in for the whole service this morning. There will be several people taking part as we remember those affected by war and conflict, and as we later talk about true love. So on this day, 11th of November, 100 years ago in 1918, the guns fell silent after the signing of the armistice. It brought an end to over 4 years of the worst fighting the world had ever seen. So today, we are here to remember all those who gave their lives then and in other wars in the past, and also those still happening in parts of our world today. We come and we give thanks for those who sacrificed their lives for our freedom. And we give thanks too for the Lord Jesus Christ, who gave himself so that we might have sins forgiven and eternal life. So as we begin our service, shall we pray? Our Lord and Heavenly Father, we do thank you for the freedoms that we enjoy today because others laid down their lives. We pray for all those who mourn and all those who still suffer because of conflict. May they know the love of others around them, and may they know God's comfort. Thank you for the Lord Jesus, who gave his life that we may know the joy of sins forgiven and peace with God. In Jesus' name, amen. So now let's sing our first hymn. And this one is traditionally sung at remembrance services and reminds us of God's help in the past and hope for the future. So it's number 37 in your hymn book, number 37, O God, Our Help in Ages Past, in your hymn book, number 37. So let's stand and sing. Thank you. Please sit down. Before we go on to the declaration on the front of our notice sheet, there's just a few notices that I want to point out to you this morning. First of all, can I say how wonderful you all look this morning? So smart, all with poppies on, red and black. It looks lovely from up here. So well done, and thank you for coming so well dressed. So we want to thank also those who've put on this display over here. Please don't go away without having a look before you go. I think Doug was mainly responsible, with others helping, I'm sure, for the poppies. Pauline as well. Pauline hand-cut 90 poppies to go over there. Well done, Pauline. It's a brilliant display, so please have a look when you go through. And also, John's put a couple of tables of memorabilia on there, things from the past. Some of you might remember, some of you will be amazed at what some of them are, and some that relate to people personally in this church who've donated something just to put on that table. So please have a look. Be a bit careful with the documents at the front, but some of them have been photocopied, so it's not so bad. But please have a look before you go through. And we are having coffee afterwards, so we'd love you to come and join us as you go through for coffee. Have a look at the tables as you go. I think there are members' letters today, George, aren't there, for members to pick up about the business meeting coming up next week. Yeah, so don't forget to pick those up too. And Roger wants me to point out that there is a Christmas meal on the 30th of November, which he's organising. And so far, not many people have told him what menu they would like to eat. So please make sure you see Roger today if you're going to that meal, even if you haven't got the money to pay him. So he would like to know what food you would like so that it can be ordered. So I think that's all the notices there are for today. We're going to have the offering a little bit later. So now let's turn to the front of our notice sheet where there are some declarations. And Charlotte and Alicia are going to come up and they're going to read some of this declaration, and the rest of us are going to join in where it says all. Charlotte, come on, Charlotte and Alicia, don't be shy. So Charlotte and Alicia will do the other parts, the parts in bold where it says all. Can we all join in those sections? Thank you.
I will lift my eyes to the hills. Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth.
Those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint.
The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning.
At the going down of the sun in the morning, we will remember them. They shall not grow old as we that are left grow old. Age shall not weary them, nor the years condemn.
At the going down of the sun and in the morning, we will remember them. Thank you.
I think we've sung this next song very often in this church. But you know, Paul in his letter to Timothy says, first of all, I ask you to pray for everyone. Pray for kings and others in power so that we may live quiet and peaceful lives as we worship and honour God. And Peter calls us to respect everyone, show special love for God's people, honour God and respect the emperor. And even David in the Psalms addresses the rulers and he says, be wise, you rulers. Serve and honour the Lord. Be glad and tremble. Show respect to his son because you don't know the Lord might suddenly destroy you. So I'll just have a short word now for the country and for the Queen, and then we'll sing this different version of the God Save the Queen. Let's pray. Almighty God, you are Lord of lords and you are King of kings and queens. Your Son gave up his heavenly throne to become a servant. Thank you that you have given Queen Elizabeth the heart to serve her people. We pray that you will give her wisdom and strength by your Holy Spirit and bless her with salvation blessing. And encourage us all to love and serve one another until you call us to your eternal kingdom, where the Lord Jesus Christ reigns. And we pray too for our country. Heal the divisions in this country, we pray, and may the government and local councils work together for the good of all those in our nation. And we ask this for your name's sake. Amen. So hymn number 326, God save our gracious Queen, Lord be our nation's light. Teach us your better way, grant us your peace today. God bless our Queen, we pray. God save us all. Take you.
Some of the Sunday Club children and the Cultivate children have agreed to help us out with a little drama. So I'm going to read a poem while the children act some of the action. So those who are involved, would you like to come up and take your parts, please? Thank you. We have some soldiers. As you can see, we have a trench here with the hats and the rifles. So we need at least three soldiers, maybe more. We need someone to show the clock to tell us the time. We have a couple of officers here. Do we have any more soldiers? Someone can be a soldier here if you like. Come on, why not join them? You just need to put a hat on and put a rifle in your hand. So they're going to help us recall the time on the 11th of November, 1918. And the time is about 10:45. And this poem is called The Last of the Dead. They say that war will end today. Years of futile fighting. No more guns. No more gas. No more stinking trenches. No more trembling fear. No more pals to lose their lives. 11 o'clock, they say, we can lay down our guns and start our journey home. I have survived, but too many dead. An officer approaches. Go over the top, lad. Collect that gun. Collect that gun. It's 10:55. 5 minutes and it's over. Up I climb. 3 minutes. 2 minutes. A shot rings out. I am no more. The last of the dead. Remember me. So even up to the very end of war, people were laying down their lives. This man was obeying orders. But Jesus' love for us was so high, so wide, and so deep that he willingly gave up his life on the cross. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not die, but have eternal life. Thank you so much for doing that drama. Soldiers, attention. You can march back to your seats. Now we're going to take up our offering for the work here and further abroad. This is really for the regulars who attend our church here. Don't worry if you're a visitor. But while we are taking the offering this morning, we are going to sing hymn number 285. This has been specially requested for us to sing this morning. And so we're going to sing this. It talks about people who go to sea, the Navy in particular perhaps, asking God to protect them. So let's sing number 285, Eternal Father, Strong to Save, while we take up the offering. Once the offering has been completed, we can then all stand and finish the song. So number 285.
Thank you.
Please sit down. And now the Hawkins family, don't know how many of them, are coming to lead our prayers for us. Thank you.
So let us pray. Let us firstly thank God for the offering that we've been able to bring to him, thanking him for all that we have, all that he gives to us, and this being just a small part that we've given back. Help it to be used well for his glory in this area and a further field. Amen. For the love of God. God our Father, we can never thank you enough for the great love for us, made known in your Son, Christ Jesus. The love that redeemed us and all mankind at so great a price. The love that freely forgives us and welcomes us into the family of your church. The love that watches over us day by day and will never let us go. The love that is stronger than death and from which nothing can separate us now or forever. God of love, accept our thanksgiving and give us grace to love you more for Jesus' sake.
Love for God. O God, we love you because you first love us. Yet our love for you is so weak, while your love for us is so strong. Teach us more of your love, that we may love you better, and help us to show our love for you by our love for others, even as you love both them and us in Jesus Christ our Lord.
And I pray that you, being rooted and established in love, may have power together with all the saints to grasp how wide and long and high and deep is the love of Christ, and to know that this love that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled to the measure of all the fullness of God. Amen.
Thank you. So now we're going to sing about that love. Oh, the deep, deep love of Jesus. It will come up on the screen. And it's to the new tune, it's got an extra little bit at the end, so I'm sure you'll recognise it. So please stand while we sing, Oh, the Deep, Deep Love of Jesus.
Oh, Reading this morning is from 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verses 8 to 13. Love never fails, but where there are prophecies, they will cease. Where there are tongues, they will be stilled. Where there is knowledge, it will pass away. For we know in part, and we prophesy in part. But when perfection comes, the imperfect disappears. When I was a child, I talked like a child. I thought like a child. I reasoned like a child. When I became a man, I put childish ways behind me. Now we see but a poor reflection, as in a mirror. Then we shall see face to face. Now I know in part, then I shall know fully, even as I am fully known. And now these three remain, faith, hope, and love. But the greatest of these is love. Our second reading comes from 1 John chapter 3, and there's verse 8, and then it goes 16 to 18. Verse 8, he who does what is sinful is of the devil, because the devil has been sinning from the beginning. The reason the Son of God appeared was to destroy the devil's work. 16 to 18, this is how we know what love is. Jesus Christ laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for our brothers. If anyone has material possessions and sees his brother in need but has no pity on him, how can the love of God be in him? Dear children, let us not love with words or tongue, but with actions and in truth. Thank you.
We're going to sing one more song. And that's Jesus' love is very wonderful. And I'm sure we all know that. We'll sing it through twice, but it's no good unless we do the actions, is it? So let's make sure we do the high and wide and low, high and wide and deep that God's love is. So Jesus' love is very wonderful. Let's stand and sing. And please don't feel inhibited. Do the actions with us.
I was looking up this morning on the on Google, and it's just remind us of 1981, where Prince Charles was asked if he was in love, and he said those famous words, "Whatever in love means." That was 1981, and he's still suffering for that, isn't he? But what is love? What does it really entail? Now, John the disciple said that if you love God, you will love one another. In a moment, we're going to have a quiz, and then there's a little bit of a talk after that. But let's just look at love. Now, I could give all the Greek words for love, like agape and storge and all sorts of things. But really, you could say, well, I love gardening, or I love chocolate, or I love music, or I love your parents, your children, I love your wife, your husband, your partner. That's romantic love. And there's deep friendship love. There's long-standing love. There's playful love, love of self, empathy or brotherly love. But of course, there's one love that is above all these, and that's God's love. God's selfless, giving love. Patient, kind, not proud, not jealous or irritable. A love which never gives up. Everlasting love. And the Bible says that God is love. Divine in origin. One of the greatest statements in the Bible is not just that God is loving. No, God is love. God doesn't find things or people worthy of his love. His nature is to love. And this love doesn't depend on who we are. It doesn't even flow from what we do. This love comes from who God is, who he is. And God showed his love for us by sending his son, the Lord Jesus, into the world to bring us life instead of death, light instead of darkness, and joy instead of sorrow. And God's love saves us from God's punishment. No one has seen God, but according to the Bible, on 1 John chapter 4, verse 12, if we love one another, when God lives in us, his love is truly in our hearts. So that's just a little thing about love. But I thought what I'd do is I'd ask you to do a quiz now. And there's prizes with this quiz. I hope the prizes are in here. Oh, yes, here they are. Right. These are the prizes, love hearts, okay? But I don't want you to eat them straight away because I've got two things I want you to do with these once you get the prize. So here's the first, well, it's just one question really, and as many answers as you can get. In spiritual songs and hymns, I want to know how many people can tell me a song that mentions the word love in its title. We've had two today already. Yes? Oh, the deep, deep love of Jesus. Well, I can't throw, I'll try and throw it to you. See if you can catch. See if you can catch. Yeah, very, oh, nearly. Any more? Love divine, all loves. All right. I'll have to get. Yeah, you can give them out. Yeah.
Yeah, but, and then you
okay.
Have to chuck them.
Then I'll have a few because I like to okay. Chuck a few. Yeah. Any more? Yeah, there's one down here. Such love. Yeah, very good. Jesus loves me, yeah. Anne's got one here. Oh, Anne's got them right here. Come on, I'm sure you could. I take the Father's love, yeah. Come on, Anne, there's loads more. Any more hands up anywhere? Two down here, yeah. Shout it out nice and loud. Very good, yeah. Two there. Very good. There's one over here. Lord, the love of your life is shining. One down here. Sing of God's love forever. Come on, Anne. You've got a few more. Well, I was going to say... Oh, still more? Is that a song? Give her one anyway. Yeah, why not? You can sing it to us. I was going to say, if you can't think of anyone's... Oh, there's someone desperate over here. So, my love song is Love Unknown. What about Love Divine, All Loves Excel In? One at the back there. Can... Number 62. Okay, well, I was going to say, we've only got about 25 of these, so have we got many left? Right, okay. Anyone else like to? Oh, there's one down here. Lucas, I think, would like one. Deepest love of Jesus. Right. Well, I was going to say, if you couldn't think of any that are spiritual ones, once you start on the secular ones, where do you end? But now I want you to do one of two things. Those who've got your... This is where I'm taking a risk. Those of you who've got your love hearts, I want you to show your love Now, my little granddaughter is 4 3/4, not 4 1/2, 4 3/4. She loves people, but if you give her some Haribos, suddenly she doesn't love you as much as to give you a Haribo. But now what I'd like you to do is to take the first one of your sweets out here. And you know what I'm going to say? I'm going to say, offer it to someone, aren't I? But no, you can do that later. What I'd like you to do, this is the big risk that I'm taking. I hope mine's all right. I want you to... Mine says always. Now, what sort of love is that? Well, obviously, it's God's love is always there. So has anyone got any more that they've opened up and they'd like to tell me? Because I've got sugar lips. Well, I had... Are you sure it's not hot lips? Because hot lips was going to... If you had a curry earlier on. I went through all the list on Google of how many of these are. There's about 20 or 30. Even Wayne Rooney got specially ones printed for his wedding with Rune and whatever his girl's name is, yeah, on there. So, any more? What? Sorry? Awesome. All right, I'm trying to hear one down. Yeah, awesome. God's love is awesome, yeah? Yeah. I can't quite hear. It's love. It's love, right, yeah. Yeah. In love. Well, I had loads of here. I had loads of them and none of them turned up yet. What's yours? True love. True love. Oh, right. What? Too much. Yeah. I better not have one of those. Kiss me. Right. Do you know, I had all sorts down here, and none of those had turned up. So I had all the answers ready for those, but not. Now, one more little quiz before I carry on, and that's my quiz, is the fact that it's a true or false, or yes or no, right? The first one is, I'm going to say that I want people to know that I'm a Christian. And the way I'm going to do that is to carry this great big Bible around to show people how good I am, and to tell them how they can be Christians as well. Do you think that's the way that people will know that I'm a Christian? No, all right then. I'll tell you what then. The next one I'm thinking is if I wear this little cross around my neck and I say, look at me, look at me. They will not know I'm a Christian because the cross around my neck or the big Bible that I'm carrying. Oh, but I know. If I am very rich and if I've got loads of cash and if I give this to the beggars and I give some to the offering... Oh, sorry, you're not a beggar, are you? But but I can give this cash out and put some in the offering. Do you think people will know I'm a Christian because of that? No. The reason that they will know I'm a Christian is in 1 John chapter 13, verse 35. If you have love for one another, then everyone will know you are my disciples. So the way we can show that we are Christians is that we love each other, especially Christians. Now today, on a more serious note, we remember a terrible war where 17 million people were killed. It started quite a convoluted and complicated way. I was trying to figure out how it started. Archduke Franz Ferdinand and his pregnant wife, Sophie, were celebrating their 14th wedding anniversary in Sarajevo, Bosnia. Incidentally, Bosnia nowadays apparently is the place with the fewest Christians in Europe. And France was next in line to the throne of Austria and Hungary. So he's quite an important person. But on the 28th of June, 1914, they were killed. And that set off a train of of all sorts of things where other nations got involved. Germany got involved by marching on France via Belgium, and the British declared war on Germany, and then the United States joined in later. And from Britain, we sent millions to fight, and many died. They went to their death for true love of their country? I wonder. Possibly. Did they go out and say, I love my country, I will fight for it? Did they go out because of their duty? Possibly, maybe. A lot of them did both. A lot of them were forced to go. But then children, the end result was that children lost their fathers and mothers. Families were desecrated and devastated. And on returning home, when the men came home, they didn't go to church anymore. They said, I've had enough of this. I went to hell in the trenches. And many, many of those men who used to go to church regularly said, there's no God. There's no God. And some question, was this worth it? Was this war worth it? World War II, at least we had some sort of specific enemy that we could see. And soldiers died and laid down their lives for our freedom today. We have a freedom today because they died. In John chapter 15, verse 13, it says, the greatest love a person can have for his friend is to lay down his life for them. And Jesus gave his life for us. He says, we're his friends. And once we become a Christian, there is nothing in all creation, according to Romans chapter 8, verse 39, nothing in all creation that will ever be able to separate us from the love of God, which is ours through Christ Jesus our Lord. And here's the whole thing. Here is how we can experience God's love, through Christ Jesus our Lord. You see, Jesus' love is unconditional, unending, and it's not just a feeling. Jesus showed his love by dying on the cross to rescue us from sin. Now, many of us feel unloved. Many have been hurt by those we love. Unkind words have cut through to your heart. And some people try and earn love. They think if they do things, that will give them earn love. But if we don't love, the Bible says that we're controlled by the power of death. And Jesus showed us his love by giving us life through his death. You see, in war, lives are taken almost without purpose. But Jesus died with a specific purpose, that all, if they want to, all may live forever. Apparently in Hebrew, the word for love is giving. Giving. And love is that. It's giving time to visit an elderly lady in a home. It's time to offer to help out with children, to listen to worries and headaches, heartaches from people. It's to fix a faulty tap or a broken down car. It's to help out with cash when you see someone in need. Love is praying with someone and for someone. Love is not taking offense. Love is encouraging and not criticizing. Love puts others first. Love is many things. But the greatest love I want to talk about today is love is wanting people to come to Jesus for salvation. I don't know if there's anyone, I think there might be one or two people in here who've not actually said, yes, I want to have salvation. I want to be a Christian. And it's very simple. And afterwards, you can talk to us about this if you like. But it's very simple, really. Just realize your need to be rescued. Realize that you are a sinner. And say sorry to God and ask Jesus to come into your life and to save you. And believe his word and accept his word. And we believe that that is the way you could become a Christian. And as I say, if anyone here would like to become a Christian, please talk to me or to Carol or someone you know who's a Christian before you go out of this building, and then you can have this eternal, everlasting love, the greatest love. Amen. A closing hymn is I Will Offer Up My Life in Spirit and Truth, pouring out the oil of love as my worship to you, God. In surrender, I must give my every part. Lord, receive the sacrifice of a broken heart. Debt of love owed by this grateful heart. May the grace of Christ our Saviour and the Father's boundless love with the Holy Spirit's favour rest upon us from above. So may we remain in union with each other and the Lord and possess in sweet communion joys which earth cannot afford. Let's say the grace together. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all evermore. Amen. Amen.